necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of KFBC Cheyenne.
Welcome back, Cheyenne Today. It is presented by Black Hills Energy. Reese Monaco with you. And in studio with us, we do have Cheyenne Fire and Rescue. Byron Matthews in with us. And Scott Smith. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
We're doing great.
All is well. Well, better than what's going on in Albany County right now with that wildfire. I mean, I guess I don't know. If something like that that's that close, Byron, would... You know, does Cheyenne Fire and Rescue ever respond or go help out in those situations?
When that fire, those levels of management, they call out for additional resources, and that's all managed at a federal level. So when they get down to that level, absolutely, if the call
came or the need came for us to be involved, we would do that. Additionally, we have mutual aid with some of those other folks that are over there, meaning that if they need help, we're going to go over and help them.
Yeah, so good. Everybody helping out a little bit. But one of the reasons we brought you in today was to talk about 4th of July, that is coming up, and the fireworks stands are open. Actually, you can kind of hear some of the pop, pop, pop of fireworks going off around town already. But it's a fun holiday, Byron, but it can be a dangerous holiday at the same time, correct?
Yeah, when we talk about that, you know, the 4th of July is a great time to celebrate. Everybody gets out and has a wonderful time enjoying it. But what we want to remind everyone is that the fireworks are always better left to the professionals. As we talk about that, and you talk about hearing the pop pop and all of that stuff that occurs during the 4th of July, we want to remind citizens that you live inside the city. The only fireworks that are allowed legally inside the city are sparklers, the snaps, the snakes, novelty type fireworks. And once again, you know, all of those artillery shells and the bigger fountains and all those things, those are absolutely not allowed. And we encourage you to, if you do buy those, you're out in the county at one of the approved shoot sites, or just come into town, watch the great show, and enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, what kind of cooperation does Cheyenne Fire and Rescue have with Laramie County Fire Districts during the 4th of July, Byron?
We have a great relationship. You know, it gets busy for everybody. Obviously, for us, we educate our folks in not having as many fireworks fires, and that's our goal inside the city. But as we get out into the county, obviously we had a really wet spring. We had an opportunity for that grass to get green and grow. It's pretty tall. Obviously now it's starting to dry out. We can see what's occurring in Albany County. The forest, the grass, the prairie, it is all extremely dry. So it only takes that one spark. It only takes that one stray errand out of a firework. And the next thing we know, we've got a large fire. So when that happens, obviously we're going to have the county resource, we're going to have the city resources, and if it gets out past that, we're going to have additional resources. You know, calling, as we talked about earlier in that mutual aid, we're going to be calling all our friends, come help us.
Mm-hmm. Now, fire, obviously, something that happens with the fireworks being shot around. How about, injuries? What are some of the injuries you might see from fireworks, Byron?
You know, one of the things we talk about is folks don't realize how hot a sparkler burns. A sparkler burning at 1,200 degrees, I mean, we're welding steel at 1,200 degrees. Mm-hmm. So you picture that sparkler, you have that one little strand of wire, you touch that up against clothes, you touch that up against bare skin. The kids, you know, they just love to watch and twirl that sparkler around, but you have all those errand sparkles coming down off of that. They step on that if they're barefoot, if they're wearing shorts or flip-flops. It's just instantly burning skin.
Mm-hmm. If there's calls in the city, I know the police department is really busy when it comes to 4th of July responding to calls. What is it like for you guys? I mean, unless there is a fire, are you out responding to calls?
We see an increase on the time around the 4th of July. So as we look at the holiday and we look at the weekend that precedes and post 4th of July, we see an increase of calls for service to include, you know, the injuries, the burns, the folks that having accidents with fireworks, but also some of those calls where we're getting a fire that may get out of control or those types mm-hmm. of issues.
Now, safety tips. I know you mentioned that what's legal in Cheyenne. People take certain liberties with all of that. If they're going to shoot fireworks off or use fireworks, what are some steps they should take, Byron?
You know, some of the key things that we like to mention and make sure everybody's aware of is we never want to allow children to play with those fireworks. We never want to have children igniting the fireworks. Absolutely never relight or pick up a firework that didn't go off. If it didn't light and go off, do not pick it up. Do not try to relight that. You always want to make sure you've got a bucket of water and a garden hose handy. when you're using those sparklers, you put that wire down into that water, let it cool off in that. You can use a bucket of sand. The problem with a bucket of sand is sometimes it's a little hard to get that wire in. Bucket of water doesn't have the resistance. Obviously, we talked about making sure they were legal. Big one here. One at a time and back away when you light it. No sparkler bombs, none of those things. We want to make sure you're lighting them one at a time, burning them as intended.
Yeah, so that one at a time. You know, everybody just likes to experiment and have fun this time with these things, don't they?
They do, and the scary part of that experiment is that's when those injuries happen. You know, if we go back in time to the Black Cats or a brick of fireworks, and you light a brick of fireworks, and all of a sudden you've got 1,000 different fireworks going off, or you've got an entire box of sparklers. You know, that's a huge deal. That's not how that's intended. That's extremely hot. You're getting a higher increase and higher risk. So we want to encourage folks, use them as properly intended. Make sure that the ones you are using are legal within that area.
Do you see a lot of, stuff landing on people's roofs as well, if people are shooting things off?
If we get the artillery shells and some of those shells that leave the ground, some of those fireworks leave the ground, absolutely. They wind up on roofs. They wind up in cars, trailers, campers, boats. Mm-hmm. You know, folks, maybe they didn't go to the lake for the 4th of July and they got the boat out front. You're shooting fireworks out in the driveway. Next thing you know, you got an errand stray in the boat. Mm-hmm. Now you burn a hole in the cover of the boat. Next thing you know, the boat's on fire. Not a very good evening.
No, it certainly can go downhill in a hurry. Scott, anything else you'd like to add here?
So when we talk about injuries, you know, most injuries happen to the hands and the mm-hmm. arms. There's some face injuries as well, but, you know, mostly it's to the hands when they get burned. And we find out naturally that the ages between 25 and 45 have the most injuries of any. We talk about children. Children are a high risk, too, but those adults who might not do something really smart get injured as well. So yeah. It's just not about the children.
Yeah, is that because there might be alcohol involved? Because usually you associate 4th of July with barbecues and having a couple pops while you're on the barbecue, right?
I think the famous line goes something along the lines of hold my drink and watch this.
Exactly, to see what happens. So fireworks always a danger, but they, you know, it's fun, but they're always a danger. You got a new truck coming online here, don't you, Byron?
We do. We've got engine 2 going into service. That'll be serving the south side of Cheyenne. That station is actually just west of the Holiday Inn on Fox Farm Road there.
Mm-hmm. So what's special about this new truck?
Well, the fact, this trucks are pretty standard. I, you know, there's always something new. There's always new technology. But, it's, you know, as far as getting down to the truck and be exciting, and it's the great thing about it is it's new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody likes a new vehicle just as much as firemen like a new fire truck. We like a new shiny fire truck.
Yeah, so...
Great for
the
neighborhood.
I thought you were going to say something, Scott. Yeah.
So we'll have an event, and we'll announce it to the public. We're going to have an event with the new truck going into service, and just want the community to come out and look at the new truck and see mm-hmm. what's going on and meet our firefighters as well.
Okay. So I guess anything else going on that you guys like to touch on, like to get out there and just chat about in general?
You know, as we look at the conditions, we look at the holidays coming up, obviously we know what's going on in Albany County. We want to remind everyone to be safe. Take that extra minute if you're going out camping or barbecuing. You know, we've talked about a lot of safety tips over the time we've been on the show and different things that are going on. One thing that we can say, and I want to reiterate to everybody, is take a minute, think about what's going on, be aware of your surroundings, and if there's ever a doubt, don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. We did get a text that came in. This is from Gene. How many firefighters does this city have? Also, how many are out in the county?
As for the city, we have 88 sworn firemen. The county, I'm going to have to put a guesstimate to that because I don't know, but we're going to put each fire district's going to have between 30 and 40 firefighters on their rosters. And looking at that, then we've got 8 fire districts that surround us. So mm-hmm. quite a few resources in.
So is the fire department fully staffed at this point, Byron?
I think we're down one member currently.
Okay. So that's and they're busy all the time.
They
come in
busy.
In the morning, and that scanner's going off at 4, and people are still there going out. Those guys don't get a lot of sleep when you're at a firehouse, a particular firehouse.
Not at all.
All right. Guys, it's always a pleasure having you come in and visit with us. Look forward to the event with the unveiling of the new truck. And, again, be safe over the 4th of July. 4th of July, fireworks are not legal in, well, certain fireworks aren't legal inside Correct. The city limits. What's legal again inside the city limits?
Sparklers, snaps, and novelty fireworks.
Okay, novelty fireworks, like the snakes. And
yeah, the snakes.
Smoke bombs, snaps, things yes. like that. The stuff that can, the little things that kids get in trouble with their parents for using. So, all right, guys.